Okay, so we're up to Simen Resh Yud Zayin, which is our last Simen in the current Halacha Limud. And we're just going to make a couple of small points. So Resh Yud Zayin continues. First we're going to talk about if we look at Reish Zayin continues to talk about Birkas HaReach. Take a look at Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, the Magen Avraham tells us that in the cases where you don't make a brach on Reach, for example, Slahav Eres HaZuama or the like, then Kavana doesn't work. In other words, even though you're Mechavein Lahanos Mimenu, doesn't work. We saw in the Ritva that he was uncertain about that. He had one tzad to say no. That if you're mechavein lahariach and you're nanem in areach, why wouldn't you make a bracha? So we don't assume that way. We assume halacha, that's once it's designated for something else, like some information, lahavir sezulama or the like, that even if you're mechavein lahanos, you don't make a bracha. At the same time, the Gemara tells us, and Shulchan Aruch says over here, in a perfume shop, you would make a bracha. The Gemara says, why? Isn't it just incidental smell? And the Gemara says, no, because the perfume merchant Dafka intends for the smell in order to attract customers. Therefore, a customer who comes in would make a bracha. Now, what about if I'm not mechavim l'hariach? In other words, I'm going into the perfume store to buy perfume or to deliver the mail or to change the light bulb or whatever it is. And I smell it. Do I make a bracha? The Mishnah Berurah over here has two deos. He cites that according to the Taz, you wouldn't make a bracha. It's dafka b'miskavin l'ariach. If you're not miskavin, it's b'me'elav, even though you're nene, you don't make a bracha. Birkas HaReach is only stated when you're mechavin l'ariach. However, the Bach and other achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah says this is rov, implies this is rov, say no. If you're not, even though you're not miskavin lahariach, since these besamim are nasa kedei lahariach, and you are nana, you would make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah implies that's the halacha. Also in Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Zayin, a little later, he indicates that's the way we paskin. So we paskin that if you go into this perfume shop and you're nana, if you don't like the smell of perfume, then you wouldn't make a bracha. But if you go in and you're nana, even though you're not miskavin lahariach, you would make a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, though, later on, is a little bit misupik about the Chenveni himself. Does the Chenveni make a bracha? Why would that be different? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's an opinion that the Chenveni wouldn't make the bracha for an interesting reason, because l'didei, it's havei l'schora. This is Sif Katan Dalet. So if the Chenveni is not Mechavein, since for him it's Schora. Now, what is he basically saying? This view is saying that when it comes to designation, there doesn't have to be one single designation. With respect to the Chenveni, this is designated for Schora. So if he's not Mechavein L'Ariach, he doesn't make a bracha. With respect to other people, it's designated L'Ariach, and therefore they do make the bracha, even though they're not Mechavein L'Ariach. Here, too, the Mishnah Berurah says, but the majority don't accept this view. In other words, since this is put out l'hariach, even if it's also l'hariach, so that's enough, and the Chenveni should make the bracha, even if he's not mechavein l'hariach. The Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, since it's a subject to dispute, it would be best for the Chenveni to be mechavein l'hariach and say the bracha, and then that would work l'kulei alma. I was once asked at the summon shel Avodah Zarah Shaila. Somebody went to do yoga, and they told me that they had in this yoga studio, they talk about idols and they have incense. Better not to go there. Better to avoid that Shaila, besides the summon issue. Okay. So, one other issue we'll discuss here, very interesting, and Claudius took a question, comes up, which is the nature of Pesach Hadas. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hanechnas l'chanuso shabosem, sheyesh bo minei besamim, mevarech bori minei besamim, yashav sham kol hayom, enu mevarech ela achas. nechnas v'yotze, nechnas v'yotze, mevarach al kol pam. So this is what the Gemara says. You go in and out, in and out. Every time you come back, you make a new bracha. However, the Shulchan Aruch, based off of the Rishonim, says that's limited. V'davka shol haya b'dayto lachzor. Aval haya b'dayto lachzor lo yivarach. When you read the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, you get the impression that it doesn't matter how long it is. I go into the Chanur Shel Besamim in the morning. I make a bracha. I plan to leave till the afternoon. When I come back, I don't need to make a new bracha. However, the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Beis, says, no. V'nir Ali Dafka Shayev Daito Lachzor La'alter. Only when you intend to return immediately. Kemosha Kasav Simen Taf Resh Lamed Tes. So we have to see, what does it say in Taf Resh Lamed Tes? Taf Resh Lamed Tes is talking about Sukkah. And there's a related question over there. The question there is, what happens when you leave the Sukkah and come back? Under what circumstances do you need to make a new bracha? And under what circumstances don't you? Before we get to that particular case, if you take a look at the Rishonim, on the Gemara, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, they talk about this and also bring up other issues. The Meiri, for example, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, in discussing this question, talks about other examples like Talis. So we'll talk about Talis and we'll talk about Sukkah. These are what the Rishonim compare it to. There's a third case that the Rishonim don't compare specifically to here. That's Talmud Torah, but that's also an important question. Of course, we don't make new brachos on Talmud Torah at the end of the day. In other words, even though we seem to be Mesiach Das from learning, the question is, why is that different? That's a question that the Rosh discusses. The Rosh is mechalik between Talmud Torah and Sukkah, though he wonders why. When it comes to Sukkah, you do make a new bracha if you leave the Sukkah, at least for an extended duration, whereas for Talmud Torah, we don't. And that might be because, though this is a bigger and more complex topic, because even when you stop learning, you haven't really stopped learning, either because it's on your mind or because of the nature of the mitzvah. So we're not going to talk about Talmud Torah now, but we'll talk about these three topics and perhaps they will serve as a template to other cases. So the Magen Avraham sends us to Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tes. So what does it say over there? So if you look at the Magen Avraham over there, he says the same thing, that if you leave the Sukkah and Daito Lachzor La'alter, Ein Tzarach Levarech, Ein Daito Lachzor La'alter, then you don't have to go back. Now, I don't want to get into this so much now, but Rav Avadia actually has a very interesting shita about Shinoi Makom. Are you aware of this? That if you plan to come back right away also, then it's not a Hesach Hadas. You don't need to make a new bracha against the Pashtas of the Shulchan Aruch. So we're not going to talk about that because that's a very big chiddush, but that's another possible sugya that's relevant to this. Okay, so going back to Sukkah. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sifkatan Mem Zayin, he paskins like that Magen Avraham. It's the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Yud Zayin, who paskins like the Lavush and the Shla. Lashon is Embirech Pamachas Bisha Sachila, the Lo Yatza Mesukaso Laso Sasakov. So as long as you're there, you don't need to make a new bracha. By the way, that's against the Taz. The Taz over there says if you have a new meal, you do need to make a new bracha, even if you haven't left the Sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins against that, like the Magen Avraham. If you haven't left the Sukkah, you certainly don't need a new Leishim B'Sukkah. You left the Sukkah, but you intended to go back immediately. I eat lunch. I stay in my sukkah to learn, but I go inside to go to the bathroom or something like that, help clean up, but die to lasso altar. So I wouldn't need to make a new bracha. Why? Kevin Shemitzvahasi. The Lachain, Misha Yoshev, Kol Yom Besukkah, Vyashin, Belayla Besukkah, Mispal Sham, Venu Yotzi, Lashum Esek, Rak, Adai to lasso Yad, Enu Tzach Levarch, Rak, Beshas, Achila, Vishona, Achakach, Enu Tzach. So you could theoretically go the whole sukkah with only making one bracha, right? Okay, it's true you go inside to leave, to go to the bathroom for this or that, but theoretically you could do it. So that is the view of the Magen Avraham. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The question, though, is, Well, what exactly does la'alter mean? How quickly is la'alter? Is that mamish like 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Is there a shear in terms of time? So here we have an interesting discussion that comes up in Hilchos Tzitzis. This is a very common question. One variation of the question, somebody takes off their tzitzis to take a shower, like on Erev Shabbos. So, I don't know, it's off for how long? 10 minutes, right? They get undressed, go to the mikvah, they take their shower. You have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. Or you're playing basketball. You take off your tzitzis, you play a game of basketball, and as soon as you're done, you put it back on. Does that require a new bracha? So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Ches, if you dial it, it says, "Ben Pasha Taliso Afilu Hayadai To Lachzer Lisatef Lo Miad, Tzarech Levach Kshiyasar Lisatef Bo Hagav Yesh Omen, Shein Mevarchen Im Hayadai To Lachzer Lisatef Bo, V'yesh Omen Davka Kshenishar Alav Talas Katan." We actually have three views over here. Machaber seems to hold that if you take it off, you automatically have to put it on again, even for a moment. That's the simple reading of the Machaber. There's a question whether Sfaradim Paskin like this Machaber. This comes up very common shaila, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Why? If you have Sfaradim davening in an Ashkenazi minyan with Birkas Kohanim, the Kohanim all need talisos, but they don't have talisos, they're Ashkenazim. So what do? They bother out their talis from the Sephardi brethren. When they put it back, when they return it, does he have to make a new bracha? So simple reading of the Mechaber is you would. When Rav Shlomo Zalman originally told the Sephardi Bachram in Kol Torah, that's what they should do, like the Mechaber. Ashkenazim wouldn't do that in that case. If you borrowed a talis from an Ashkenazi and you gave it back, you wouldn't make a new bracha. But Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that Sfaradim would pass like the Mechaber. In the end, I think they say he changed his mind a little bit because he saw that a number of Sfaradi poskim don't pass like the Mechaber here. The Rama has two views. One view is, no, if daito lachzor l'satef bo, then that's not a hechzech hadas, doesn't require a new bracha. The Yishomim says that's only if you sort of continue the mitzvah by wearing a talis katan. So how do we paskin on that shaila, at least by Ashkenazim? So most poskim follow the middle view, not the final view of the Ramah, meaning to say, emdaito lachzor v'lis'atef bo, then you don't need a new bracha. So let's say the Ashkenazi who lends his talis out to someone getting an aliyah, or doing Birkas Kohanim or the like, would not make a new bracha. So what is the issue dependent on? So the Beis Yosef had arrived from Tefillin. The Gemara by Tefillin, the Gemara in Sukkah. The Ramah, though, in Darkei Moshe, Sif Katan Bav over there, says that's not a good raya. Shani Tefillin, they're talking about going into the bathroom with the Tefillin, because it's Aser, Likanes L'Beisat Kisek, Shetfillin Al Rosho. So that's a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? Since there's a point in time where I couldn't wear my tefillin, like when I'm in the Beis HaKisei. So memela, it's a hefsek. Talis, no, you could wear a talis into a Beis HaKisei. We happen not to do that, especially if it's a talis gadol, it's a beggar miuchad l'tefillah, but theoretically you could. So therefore, says the Rambam, you can bring a raya from tefillin to talis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, l'maisa, Vida, this is over there, Sifkatan Lamed Zayin. Vida, im be'es ha'pshita lo yadaito lo bosh miyad. If you didn't have in mind to put it back on immediately, rak la'achar eiz zman, af shachar kach chazav nesati bo miyad. I planned to leave it off for a while, but then I actually decided in the end to put it on immediately. Then for sure you'd have to make a new bracha. Why? Because when I took it off, it was mesiach das. So the question is, what does le'ezizman mean? In other words, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah there says, if I plan to take it off le'ezizman, then even if I put it on immediately, I have to make a new bracha, right? So ezizman, we have to figure out how long is ezizman, but ezizman is a hafsek, right? And presumably the same thing for the case of arson, you know, Birkas HaReach, and maybe Sukkah as well, right? Ezizman is a hafsik. So if you plan to put the talis back on after Ezizman, you need a new bracha. If you plan to return to the sukkah only after Ezezman, you need a new bracha. If you plan to return to the spice store only after Ezezman, you need a new bracha. So the question is, how long is Ezezman? So he doesn't give you a shiur, but for the Mishnah Berurah, that sounds pretty short, right? Is Ezezman a minute? No. But let's say an hour or two or three, I would say for sure, an hour or two or three, that's for sure Ezezman, right? If I'm not planning to put my talis on for another hour, then I would think that for the Mishnah Berurah, for sure you need to make a new bracha. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRaf over here, Simin Ches, Siv Chav Gimel, disagrees. He writes, Aval im kishe pashto lo haya daito laster lilbosh ad la'achar kama shos. Az im achar kach nimrach ulav sho tekef umiyad tarach la'achar miyad levarach. It's only if you don't plan to put it on for several hours, right? La'achar kama shos. That's when you need a new bracha. So according to the Alter Rebbe, I don't know, let's say a half hour, even an hour. An hour isn't kama shos. If you take off your talis and intend to put it on after an hour, right? You're not just, quick in and out of the shower. Your basketball case, right? A big basketball game, right? How long is your basketball going to be game? An hour. You take it off, and an hour later, you're going to put it back on. According to the Alter Rebbe, no new bracha. That's the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, simple meeting, you would make a bracha. Because he's only says, le'ez zman. Sounds like a machlokas. If you look at the Halicho Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Per Gimel, O Zion, he writes that you can't give a zman mugdar. In other words, if you ask how long, 10 minutes, an hour, half hour, an hour and 20 minutes? No. Hakol afia inyan. What does that mean exactly? What that means, I assume, is that it doesn't determine by time, but like we often refer to when we're talking about Hesach Hadas, which is to what degree are you not thinking about it and to what degree are you thinking about it? That's what Hesach Hadas, after all, the words mean. And how long is that? We can't give a time period. The more you're involved in whatever other activity it is, the more you're Mesiach Das. The less you're involved, the less. Of course, applying that in a practical sense is sometimes very difficult. That's actually why some people have the practice of switching your tzitzis. It's nice to anyway have a Shabbos pair of tzitzis, but there's another milah. Says you go ahead, at least for me, that's where it comes up most frequently, maybe because I don't play so much basketball, or I keep my tzitzis on for basketball, but it comes up, usually it's only an Arab Shabbos that I take a shower in the middle of the day, but in that point, so if you have a Shabbos pair of tzitzis, so then you, it's such a confusing thing, so A, it's nice to have a Shabbos, tzitzis, and B, you also have, you solve your question, because it is sort of hard to figure out. But the pashtus, I think, is that if you're not changing tzitzis, I think the pashtus is if you're just taking it off, while you're in the shower. As you get undressed, you take off your tzitzis, you take your shower, and you immediately get dressed, and you put your tzitzis back on. I think the pashtus is you don't need to make a bracha. That wouldn't be, even for the Mishnah Berurah, that wouldn't be, wouldn't require a bracha. Certainly not for the Alter Rebbe. Why not? What's a suffix?
You should make a bracha. So the sperm is a suffix, depending on the size. If you don't have the right size.
If it's suffix, it's a suffix anyway. So,
right, but at least the mornings you're covering your suffix over right. the original dirt.
Correct.
But you switch in the middle of the day, so now maybe you shouldn't need a drop on the ketamine.
Yeah, so that's true.
Plus, you should mean some switching. There's something negative about switching.
Oh, you're saying that if you wouldn't make a bracha on a talis katan anyway, ever.
Right.
Right? So then, of course, then adarabah, you shouldn't switch. You're absolutely correct. Sardim don't make a bracha ever on a talis katan.
If you have a very big pair, you need like a huge pair. Uh-huh. But I mean,
practically pair. Right. So then adarabah.
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't switch dafka. Correct. Okay. Now, it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch Harav is actually l'shitaso. In all three places that we mentioned, he uses a slightly different lashon, but it's basically the same shita. In other words, it's a very expansive shita. It could be, it's not a short period of time, it could even be a long period of time. The Shulchan Aruch, I mentioned to you already in Hilchos Tzitzis, he says, Kama Shos. In Tav Reish Lamed Tes by Hilchos Sukkah, he writes, Bamedvar Mamur Kshiyatzam and Asukkah, Bein Gmar Achila Rishona Lehaschala Sachila Achrona Vishasham Chutz Lasukkah Velochazir Laalter. It's a little less, but after an hour or two, right? Oh, I feel in Chazal Alter, fine. And also over here by Hilchos Birkas Hareach. So he doesn't give Mamish the same shir, but it's basically the same thing. In Hilchos Sukkah, he wrote Shah Oshtayim. Hilchos Tefillin, he writes, sounds like 2 or 3 hours. Tzitzis, he writes Kama Shos. But it's the same idea, which is even a gap of an hour or so certainly would be okay. And therefore, so again, how do we paskin? I think we paskin like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Hakol l'fi ha'inyan. Hakol l'fi ha'inyan. Okay.
Yeah. As I saw 30 minutes, like we're writing the shir.
Right. He does. I didn't see that. He gives a shiur of 30 minutes.
I thought so.
So I don't know where that's from. Again, 30 minutes is a shiur that we find in certain areas, like Samach. I don't know, you know, Mehecha Tesi, that's the shiur here. So, okay. Fine. Now, another interesting, relevant question that the Magen Avraham asks here is an interesting shaila. He says, why is it different than shinoi makom? Meaning to say, we know the halacha is that for davar she'ein ton bracha achar of b'makomo, shinoi makom tzarch levarich. If I'm eating potato chips and I step outside, if I come back inside, I need to make a new bracha, even though I intended to come right back inside. I was only out for a minute. So, what about Birkas Areach? Well, Birkas Areach is in Tom Bracha Achrona Makomo. There is no Bracha Achrona, right? For food where there's no Bracha Achrona, you need to make a new Bracha Rishona, right? Even if it's a food that requires a Bracha Achrona, but you didn't have enough of a shear, right? If you had a half a kazayas of bread and you stepped outside, you came back inside, you need to make a new Hamotzi. So, why? Because your bracha achrona isn't tethering you to your place. So too, when it comes to Birkas Areach, you would have expected that even though I had no etzach hadas and I was planning to come back, based off of the principles of shinui makom, I should need a new bracha. That's the Magen Avraham Shaila, to which he gives two answers. The first answer is that here it's different because you're smelling the same smell. In other words, when I step out of the perfume shop and return to the perfume shop, what am I smelling? The same perfume that I smelled originally. There's an issue with that answer. Well, first of all, I should say that he brings a raya from Sukkah, Taf Reish Lamed Tes. There too, since you're going back to the same Sukkah, so you don't need to make a new bracha. Now that's a very interesting nafka mina lagave sukkah hops, right? This is everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know, and this is a big discussion, whether the principle of leaving your sukkah for a moment or a couple moments to come back, if you need to make a new lay shave, would that apply if it's a different sukkah? Right? So like I said, they're not coming to sukkah hops. You're going from your sukkah to your friend's sukkah. Okay? So you're only out of a sukkah for a couple minutes, for 15 minutes. So if you know, that's a short period of time. You didn't have Hefech Hadas. If it was your own sukkah and you stepped out for a couple minutes, then you wouldn't require a new bracha. So maybe if I go to my other friend's sukkah, I shouldn't be there. The Magen Avraham over here says that's only when it's your own sukkah. Otherwise, you need to make a new bracha at Shinui Makom. Not everybody agrees to that. But that's what the Magen Avraham says over here, and that's his answer. And he brings another raya from Simon Ches by Tzitzis, right? The same two places that we saw quoted, right? We said before by Simon Ches, if you take off your talus and you go outside and then you come back inside and you put your talus back on, do you need to make a new bracha? No. What about Shinui Makom? The answer is no, it's the same talus. You made a bracha on this talus, so Shinui Makom isn't relevant. You made a bracha on this sukkah, Shinui Makom isn't relevant. You made a bracha on these besamim, Shinui Makom isn't relevant. Mashen came food, it's different food. The food, I eat a half a kazayas now, and then I eat another half a kazayas when I come back. That's different food. Different food requires a new bracha. The girl over here doesn't like this answer because the Yerushalmi connects this to bracha on thunder and lightning, and there it's different thunder and lightning. So you see, that's not a good sushtal. But that's the Magen Avraham's first answer. The second answer, he says, is the difference is Odiyesh Latarit, the Hacha, Eino Mechoser Maisa, Elok Shenichnas Neriach, Umemela. The difference is that here, by food, it's mechoser maisa, because when I come back, I still have to have a maisa chila. Reach, as soon as I enter the house, poof, I smell it. Now, nafkamina would be, let's say, you smell different fragrances that have the same bracha. According to the first answer, you would require a new bracha because of the shinoi mako. According to the second answer, you wouldn't. That's what the Machzeh Shekel says is the nafkamina. Okay. According to the Gra, L'chori, he sounds like we accept more of the second answer. Fine. Okay, we'll stop here. And this brings us to an end of Baruch Hashem, the first limud of Hilchos Brachos.